But what's it like in Lismore at the moment? Joining me now is the Mayor of Lismore, Steve Krieg. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Yeah, good. Better than you. Case of deja vu. It's only weeks ago we were having conversations about the floods in Lismore, and it's happening all over again. What's it like at the moment in Lismore, Steve?
Eerily quiet, Richard. There's not a breath of wind. It's overcast. It's just very eerie at the moment.
And is the river level dropping yet?
Very slowly. It's, you know, there's nowhere for the water to go, unfortunately. So, yeah, we're just waiting and watching.
Right. Now, look, you own businesses in the CBD in Lismore. What are your thoughts on the future of, well, in particular, sort of your businesses? Are you going to, you know, get going again? Are you thinking about moving? What's happening in the, particularly in the CBD? It seems every time there's heavy rain, that's the first part of Lismore that floods.
No, well, it seems like that. That's not entirely true. We've got a levee that protects us from a lot of the weather that comes through. So, you know, we're going to rebuild. There's no doubt about that. It's a really good place to be. It's just that we've had a bad run for the last 5 weeks. And, you know, we hope that as the city rebuilds, which it will, we need the help from the state and the federal government to get our flood mitigation right and to make sure that these events are minimised as much as we can do.
And are you happy with the support that's been given now? You know, a lot of criticism that governments, both state and federal, were maybe a bit slow off the mark. Are you happy with the support you're getting now, Steve?
Well, at present, we're very fortunate that we've got the ADF and the Rural Fire Service and the SES in town already. So that support's going to be immediate this time around, which is really good.
Yeah.
As far as the financial support goes, you know, the point that I'm making as loudly as possible, we're not bludgers up here. We, you know, I've spoken to a lot of business owners that didn't apply for any of the JobKeeper or the COVID grants that were available. They just powered on. But they've lost their businesses. A lot of them have lost their homes, that sort of thing. We do need a bit of a leg up. The grant sort of promised and the wage subsidies sort of offered are a bit slow to come through still, which is a bit of a worry. But, you know, that's another fight for another day. We've got to get the gurneys and the brooms out and start cleaning up as soon as we can at the moment.
Right. And all hands on deck, I gather. People have come from all over the place to offer their assistance, Steve.
Yeah, it's been remarkable, the response. And, you know, as a community, we can't thank the out-of-towners enough for making the effort to come and help us out, because we've certainly needed it. But, you know, we'll be asking for more help again, unfortunately, to get this clean-up done for the second time in under 5 weeks.
Yeah. Look, you spoke about mediation and flood mediation. I think it was back in 2013 or 2014, following an inquiry, there was supposed to be federal government money, I think to the tune of about $200 million to every state for flood mediation. I don't know that any of that's appeared. When you talk about flood mediation, what can be done, Steve, realistically?
Well, there's been a lot of studies already done around our river system. What we actually need is a catchment-wide system, which Kevin Hogan, our federal member, announced only a couple of weeks ago that there's $10 million for the CSIRO to do that catchment-wide study, which is really good news. Hopefully that'll be done in the next 6 to 8 months based on the research already completed, and we'll be able to put some measures into place hopefully as early as this time next year to try and alleviate some of these river heights peaking as high as they are at the moment.
Right. You said you're rebuilding. Are there many businesses that won't be able to, that this second flood has now finished them off completely?
Well, funnily enough, you know, this, even though this is a major flood event, you know, compared to what we lived through 5 weeks ago, this is a bit of a roadblock, but it's nothing that people can't combat.
Good.
So, you know, the sad thing is we already had businesses who were either reopening or getting ready to reopen as early as Monday just passed. So, you know, I'm sure within a week or so, those businesses will be back and ready to go.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. All right, thank you very much for your time. I realise it's a busy time for you and everybody in Lismore at the moment. Thoughts are with you, and hopefully no more rain and that river level drops quicker, sooner rather than later. All the best, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Richard.